I'm Lauren.
And I'm Ashley. And this, guys, is Nip Tuck Pod.
We are your girl chat. We say the things you want to hear, the things that you're thinking but you don't want to say out loud. And we're all about being strong, aspirational women who basically don't give a...
Lauren, anyway, if you want unfiltered chat, amazing beauty and product recommendations, then look no further, guys. This is the podcast where you will get all of the girly chat.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
My driving style was described as highly unpredictable and very dangerous. I was called...
That is like my personality!
Hello everybody and welcome to Vicky Patterson, The Secret 2. This week I am joined by none other than Love Island star, one half of Feddy, and the biggest thorn in Ofcom's side. It's none other than Faye Whitner, everybody! Woo! I'm good, thank you, Petal. How are you?
Oh, I'm okay. Life's a million miles an hour, but I'm just about coping with it.
I knew it would
Luckily,
be.
Luckily, I'm a bit tapped, so I'm joining in well with it.
Honestly, mate, I can't imagine, like, how you must be feeling right now. Have your feet even touched the ground since you've left the villa?
Not really, apart from, like, last week, because I had to come home. I had to come home for some personal reasons, so I needed to come home, and it has been a bit more chill. But then at the same time, I'm saying that, I'm like, I've got a list as long as my arm that I need to do, and I'm like, I will get through it. And most of it's, like, life admin, and I'm like, I'm shit at that. Anyone want a PA job? I'm putting it out on Indeed.
It's always the stuff that gets left to the bottom of the pile. But you know what? This time should be exciting. It should be a million miles an hour.
Yeah.
And just enjoy it, mate. I feel like that's my best advice to you.
Yeah, it's hard, isn't it? Because you just never expect it. You never know what to expect. And I didn't go in there expecting anything into the villa at all. So to come out and it's this mad, I'm like, cool, these people deserve an absolute medal that do this day in, day out.
What did you expect, Faye? Because I think there's... Love Island's been going for long enough now, and we know we've seen huge characters and big stars come from the series. You've got your Chris and Kems, you've got your Olivia Atwoods, you've got your Molly Mae and Tommy's, like, Shauna, really big stars. So did you go in there thinking, this could be the making of me, or did you just think, I could find the love of my life? Or were you just like, fuck this, I'm having a summer holiday? Where was your head at?
So when you apply for the show, they always ask you throughout the whole process what your worst case scenario is. And mine always was, my worst case scenario is my best case scenario. I go in there and I come out and I go back to what I love, with the people I love, with the job I love, with the family that I love. That is it. So I didn't go in there with any expectations. And I honestly did think to myself, I'll be in there a week, everyone will fucking hate me, and I'll be straight out the bloody door. And it just didn't. Some people did hate me, obviously, as we're aware. But obviously it lasted in there a lot longer than I even imagined I would. But the only thing I was looking for, I wasn't looking to change my career. I wasn't looking to move to London. I wasn't looking for anything. All I was looking for that would add to my life was obviously someone I kind of fancied and could see something with.
Yes! So like, right, strip it all back, mate. And let's be dead honest. You were exactly who they were looking for then. You did want to find someone nice that made your life better, that, you know, you wanted to do the mattress mambo with, all those lovely things.
Yeah, well, I mean, Devon's a small place. So down in Devon, there isn't many men, let's be honest. Like, there's either young farmers, which smell like shit all day, which is great. I don't, a lot of girls love that.
not for you though.
Not really for me. Like I love walking up on the moors and stuff, but I ideally like something that smells nice. So
how am
I,
man, lads? Lash on a bit of dupe, put on a bit of Dior Sauvage.
Yeah, I know. That's what they're after. Dupe job. There you go, hun. Might get you a little Miss Africa whilst I'm at it. But no, I went in there for the right reasons. You know, I didn't leave my job going into Love Island. I was very prepared and wanted to go back to it and didn't have a problem with doing that. So, yeah, I didn't go in there looking for anything more than someone. And also, who can say they've been into the Love Island villa? Like, it doesn't matter how much money you pay. Even today, I would never be able to go back out there because it's not like it is. It's a set.
No, I know. So I can't remember who I was talking about it, right? Yeah. I think it was Ollie Murs. And like, well, we both, it was...
Oh, just
like
a little name drop there. Just
yeah.
Just only Ollie Murs.
He was a guest on the pod. We didn't just bump into each other at Sainsbury's, I swear. And so, yeah, and we were saying, I was like, God, if I'd done... I would have loved to have done Love Island, Faye.
Would
like,
you? Obviously,
yeah, not now. I'm 34 and I'm fucking knackered. But, like, I swear to God, if I was... If, like, Love Island been a thing back in my day, not the, like, class... Like, the celebrity yeah. one that I used to watch, but normally I would have... definitely jumped at the chance. I just feel like it looks like such a fun summer. Is it as fun as it looks?
It is amazing. It is absolutely amazing. Don't get me wrong, it's hard. It is hard. And it, you know, you don't know the time. You don't know what's around the corner. You don't know what's next. You don't know who's coming in. Like, it's hard. And I can't say that if I knew that one of my family and friends that maybe suffered mentally, I would never could recommend them to do the show, because I would be lying if I said it wasn't. And, you know, at the end of the day, it is a TV show. So they do want the drama, and it is there that they will try and find a storyline. I'm just lucky enough that I was strong enough to be like, if I don't want to do something, I'm not fucking doing it. At the end of the day, the producers don't put a gun to your head and say, you have to do this. Like, but a lot of people like to, when they fuck up, blame production. And I just don't agree with it.
It's such an easy out. And, like, God, over the years, mate, so sort of... Obviously, I first started reality TV 10 years ago, right?
Yeah, I know. You're like, a mess. I used to see you on my TV. A mess. If Ofcom was a fucking thing back then, you'd have fucked.
Honestly, mate, I don't know how we got away with half the stuff we got away with. And, like, I think... If we were on a mainstream channel like yeah. ITV, I think it definitely would have been a different ball game. Don't get me wrong. But yeah, like I look at that and I think, God, there's plenty of moments where I was drunk and I was belligerent and I was obnoxious and aggressive and all that. And I'd love to go. Mm. Oh, no, it was a script.
Yeah.
Oh, no, the producers told us. But I've always had to say, like, oh, I wish I could blame someone. And don't get us wrong, you're definitely a product of your environment.
Yeah.
It's a high-pressure situation. It's definitely not the real world. You're feeling a bit stressed. You know, you probably, maybe in my case, I was drunk, whatever, but you have got to take stuff on the chin, haven't you?
Well, you have. At the end of everything I said was me. I can't get away yeah. from it. Like, that's the thing. But Love Island and ITV have taught me more about myself and allowed me to overcome things that I would never have been able to do in this outside yeah. world without that pressure and without... I wouldn't have been able to do it. So, actually, I'm more grateful to them and thankful to them. And I know a lot of people come out and, oh, you know, we didn't like the way that things were set up between, like, you and how Teddy was made to look. But at the same time, me and Teddy are as strong as ever. So... actually, who's winning?
It's the butterfly. Yeah, it's the butterfly effect, isn't it? Like, if things didn't happen in the exact order they did, yous wouldn't be at the destination yous are at now. And I can see from your socials, I can see from the pictures of yous are super, super happy and really strong.
Well, oh my God, I never thought going into the show I could find somebody as incredible as Teddy. Like, I didn't.
Didn't even want to say those words. Did they taste bitter when they came out?
I'm still very much like, why am I so soppy? And constantly he's like, you're a soppy bollocks. But I never thought that I would be in this situation with somebody. And I know people will think like, oh, we've been together like 2 months. But actually we've lived together for, what, 3-4 months now, I think. And every single day. And it's been so hard to like be at point to be away from him. But at the same time, when we left the villa, we knew that, we were very aware that we're 26. Like, we are probably the older ones that were in there. We aren't. I'm the old ones that were in there.
That's really depressing. I don't want to hear any more talk of that. Being the woman in her 30s does not want to hear that 26.
I am now on that slippery slope down to 30 as well. Don't worry, I'll be joining you there soon, hon.
I'll be fucking 40 by the time you get there. Fuck off.
Can I come to your 40th?
Yeah, come on, you may as well. Just don't say how old you are.
Yeah, make sure you bring your ID. And so I just never thought that, like, but because we're so, like, that much more mature, you know, we're very much aware that to make this work, we do need to test being apart, and, you know, him go, like, little things like him going clubbing on his own and how he reacts when he's really drunk, and how I react when I'm really drunk with my friends. And I can honestly say I was with my friends on Friday night and I was dancing in my pants, and I sent a video of it to Teddy, like, and Teddy FaceTimed me at 5 a.m. whilst I'm tucked up in bed, and I'm like, I wake up in the morning and I'm like, bloody hell, what was the kid doing? But it's good. And I can't.
Yeah, it's healthy.
It is healthy. And that's the thing, like, if things didn't happen in the villa the way they did, I wouldn't trust him like I do.
Yeah.
So actually, I'm just really grateful for it all.
And I think that's the best way to look at it and stuff. And, like, nothing's ever plain sailing, and everybody's got, like, every good relationship has a couple grazed knees and stuff. So, no, mate, I'm a big Feddy fan. Like,
tell me you went out of screaming match with your boyfriend or husband.
Oh, come on, mate, let's have it right. We've all just come out of lockdown, so we've had 18 months, pretty much, like, in the people we care about's pockets. And the first, 6 weeks might have been a bit of a novelty, like, oh, I'm watching Netflix through the day. But once that fucking wears off, like, yeah, you want to tear strips off each other. So I think anybody looking at some moments of yours and Teddy's in the villa and not feeling like, fuck no, I've kind of been there before, like, I would I'd challenge it. I'd say we've all had rows. So no, mate, I don't think you should take anything like that to heart.
I don't. And also people as well, I don't bloody know them. Like, the amount, like, you know, I felt sorry for, like, my sister that had to deal with the comments coming in on that night. She dealt with it amazingly. But people forget that that is still a human behind there having to deal with it.
Yeah.
I don't regret anything in my life. I'm sorry for what happened.
Yeah.
But, you know, I can't say I regret it because it's made us who we are. So,
yeah.
Fuck off.
But also, right, like, I remember, so, well, let's do it. We'll go to it. I wanted to ask you if you've got any secrets from the villa, but I'll do that in a second.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Right. Let me so we're in it now, Faye.
Okay.
I feel like when it all kicked off in the villa and I was sitting watching, and I was like, this might say a lot about me, but I was like, yeah, we've all been there. That was literally my first moment. I was like, well, I've been there, fucking hell, it is what it is, isn't it? Bless her. And I was like, I wish I could give her a cuddle and tell her, like, it's gonna be okay and that, but, like, it is what it is. Anyway, my mates in the group chat were messaging in that, and I was like, right, girls, before you say anything about Faye, I just want to remind you that I'm the girl that spat in someone's face on Geordie Shore. I was like, so I said, and look who I am now, right? I said, you know, and you had to defend me. You did this, you did that. And they all were like, you know, honestly, they're all like, you're fucking right. Like, these situations, reality TV, and, like, I know everybody's different, and Geordie Shore and Love Island are a totally different show. I get that. But they're so high pressure.
Yeah.
And you do feel really stressed and everything's heightened. And yes, it's catalyst for relationships. So, like you say, you and Teddy feel closer than ever, which is great. But there's downsides. Mm-hmm. Everyone sees your bad bits and you feel like things are heightened. So, mate, honestly, like...
But then that's like everyone was trying to compare me to... And how I dealt with the situation to how different couples dealt with situations in the villa. But ITV and Love Island didn't put us in to all be the same.
No, of course not.
So, you know, and if we were all the same, would you be watching? No. And, you know, nobody can sit there and tell me that they'd be happy that the guy that they actually really, really liked, the only bit I heard from Petra Moore, like, you've got to think, I heard his side. I heard him saying that he was sat outside. I heard that he was with Lady on the day bed. I heard
You heard,
all
like,
of
the
it.
Best bit, the highlight reel. Yeah.
And, you know, no one, again, can sit here and tell me that you're, like, you know, someone you've been seeing in your past has come home from a night out and been like, I saw my ex out, but didn't even speak to her. And then 2 days later it goes, oh no, we did have a conversation on the stairs of the club, but, you know, that's all that was said. And, you know, it was just a passing comment. And then a message comes in, oh no, he was flirting with me. Right, so now put it in a different pot of I've been told one thing, and then I see on a screen in front of everyone that he's sexually attracted to someone else and that he didn't want to share a bed with her because he didn't trust himself. Yeah. Someone tell me who wouldn't be upset. Yes, I dealt with it wrong, and yes, I shouldn't have screamed and shouted. I'd had a pint, I'd had a glass of wine, and I lost a bloody head. Like...
Oh, Faye, honestly, mate, like, that's so, quite frankly, probably a good thing that I wasn't young enough to be in Love Island, because the whole of Magaluf would have been burnt to the ground.
You would have been like, out of there. That would have been
so angry. Nah, mate, listen, I just completely empathised with what you went through and understood. But, like, it was a really divisive moment, and it spawned 25,000 Ofcom complaints. Like, how do we feel about that now? Are we like, shit?
You know what?
But are we like, hang on, I'm in a category with Amanda Holden's nipples and diversity's performance on Britain's Got More Talent. So where are we at?
That scares me a little bit, Vicky. You've got 25,000 Ofcom complaints.
Yeah, honestly, don't come to the secret two and expect it to be off the cuff. We're professional here.
To me, I think, you know, and I've also had a lot of messages, like an unbelievable amount of messages from people saying, "Say I complained, but I didn't complain about you. I complained about how you were set up."
Okay. So I've had... That's really interesting.
I don't take offence to it because, yes, I came home. Yes, I had to have a sit-down conversation with my mum and my dad and my sister.
Were they annoyed?
No, they weren't. They really weren't, because they know for a fact that if I was at home, mm-hmm. I would have got annoyed about something. Or it's like, say that was played, or I got a message on Instagram saying your boyfriend was out last night and he was flirting such and such. I would have said my piece, but I would have left, gone to my mum and dad's and screamed and shouted and cried. And then I would have sacked the lad off. But that's what I would have normally done. And I know I would have, but in this instance, I couldn't. And, you know, the Ofcom complaints, I understand them. If I was on the outside, I might have complained as well, because it's not nice to watch. And it's a side of me that obviously isn't out every day. Like, I don't choose to be that person.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, like you say, it's just really high pressured. And you don't know how you're going to react until you're put in that situation.
Nah, you don't, mate. You didn't anticipate really falling for Teddy the way you did. And I think with a girl like you, and I hope I'm not making, like, I hope I'm not saying anything out of turn, but I kind of feel like you've probably been hurt before. You had, like, some trust issues and you were finally letting yourself go and finally falling for him. And then you felt like he was the same as everyone else. And I just think that must have felt like a dagger to the heart. So I totally understood. And I'm not excusing it, mate, because I've never excused my behaviour. But I felt your pain, Faye. Yeah. I really did, lass.
And you know, if I had sat there and if I had sobbed and I had cried and I had reacted differently, obviously the public would have reacted differently as well. But, you know, I didn't. I do get very... If I get put into a corner, I will lose my shit because I don't know where to go. I couldn't see an escape route with it. And I did really like Teddy. So I was like, shit, like... He's made me feel like this. And then obviously I'd heard what he'd been like in Castro Moore, which he had actually been like. And I was like, it's just fucking lies. Like, the lot of it is lies. He is the same as every other arsehole that I've dated in my past. But then afterwards, like, when we had the conversation and stuff, and, you know, after that, even Teddy said he actually saw, like, a flip switch in me. And I was a completely different person. Like, I had let my guard down and... You know, I was letting him in and I was really cuddly and I wanted to be around him, whereas before I was always constantly pushing him away.
Yeah.
But yeah, and he's amazing for sticking by me with that. So I can't fault him.
Oh, but then, you know, so regardless of what, like, the complaints, regardless of anything, you have been, like, you are divisive, but you've been super successful since you left. And I don't even mean to, like, toot your own trumpet, but you are, like, you've been the most requested person for our Instagram as a guest.
Yeah!
Mate, people love you. And I think there's so much to be said for, like, who you were in the villa. Like, That argument aside, because it was such a small part of who you were and your effect on Love Island, this series, you were a real girl's girl.
Yeah.
And you were strong and feisty. And in my opinion, you gave young people watching and older women watching, you gave them a different character, a different persona to be. So many lasses in Love Island and on reality TV and in films and everything in general, they're just told you got to be the victim. You got to sit around and wait for the boy. You've got to, yeah, have a career, but when the lad comes, leave it, drop it all, be a mum. You know what? Like, we're made to think that our life is somehow, like, intrinsically linked to being passive, to being a little, like, a little girl.
Yeah.
But you proved you could be, like, powerful and strong and sassy and opinionated, and I love that for you.
Yeah, my dad said, though, oh, that means so much, but my dad said, I know you swore, but didn't think you swore that much. I was like, oh, shit. But no, honestly, I mean the fucking world, because, you know, I'll always back everyone to the end, and, you know, regardless if I've got an opinion on something, I'm really sorry I'm going to say it, because if someone's got a problem with my opinion, I always believe that's your issue, that's not mine. As long as I've aired my problems and it's not weighing heavy on my chest, I'm good. You carry on. You take whatever you want from it. You can hate me for it. You can love me for it. You can tell me to fuck off. But I don't care, because I it's not weighing heavy on me anymore. So, you know, and I've always been the same, and I'll always do anything for anyone. And I think you guys maybe didn't see that as much of me in the villa, but it speaks volumes that the amount of other islanders that have come out and then been like, oh, well, actually, Faye's soft as shit. Like, she's a melt. But, you know, we've all got this. We've all got barriers, and we've all got insecurities, and we've all got things that actually...
They just manifest themselves differently in other people, don't they?
Yeah, but no, I really... It means the world, Vicky, for you to say that, because, I mean... Yeah, some people just think of me as this, like, hard-faced cow, which obviously I can be as well.
Strong women, we can all have it anyway, but strong women often get a really bad rap, mate. And I think, you know, I love Love Island, I'm a huge fan. Like I say, I don't have to say it again, I would have definitely done it if I'd been young enough. But, like, I think often the women in there get the raw end of the deal.
Yeah.
You know, like when the boys go off to Casa Amor and the girls almost sit there waiting for them and stuff. And I almost feel like the girls get the most hate. And I'm so protective because, God, I just think, either these lasses know what they're getting themselves in for. But no, Faye, I thought you flipped the script.
Yeah, I think it hurt as well, because,
you know,
I think
pleasure to watch.
A lot of the ex-islanders, like, there was a lot of opinions on me from ex-islanders. And that probably, I didn't know them, so I never take people's opinions of me that I don't know to heart at all. But it was the one opinions that I thought... You know what goes on. Like,
yeah.
I am a little bit like, hang on. And then I've come out, and obviously there's been like a few that want to talk to me, and I'm like, oh, I've undocked you. Don't fucking talk to me. Unless you want to say sorry, I ain't here for it.
No, I think everyone in reality TV should stick together a bit, and everyone, all girls especially, I think we should stick together, because women sometimes is quite hard. So you just keep doing you, lass.
Thank you.
Keep smashing it. Right, next question.
Okay.
Before I break for part one, I want to know if there's any secrets. Like, you know, we see God, we watch his every night, but there must be, you get filmed 24 hours a day, so there has to be loads of behind the scenes stuff we don't see. So do you ever see anyone from the outside world? I want to know.
The only people we see from the outside world are security and production.
Okay.
So that's the only two things we see. Only two people we see. Oh, and the medic. So you see the medic every day.
Is that just to make sure you are, like, well and safe and everything?
Yeah. Obviously, they have to, like, give you your vitamins, and, like, if you take your pill or stuff like that. All of that is on the medic. And then apart from that, no, you don't see anyone.
No. Nothing. Okay, right, next question. I used to love it. I used to feel like old school Love Island when they'd sit and, like, puff away on a fag and that. And that's where I feel like we got the goss. That's where I feel like everyone just chilled out and everyone bitched and laughed and cracked on and you found out who'd fingered who and all that.
Yes.
And I was like, yes, I love this bit. But they've done away with the smoking on screen, which I completely understand.
Yeah.
But are you guys still allowed to smoke, and do they stop you chatting on those smokes now?
So no one smoked on our series.
Oh my God, okay.
No one smoked
at all. Very health conscious.
So, no one smoked at all. And then, there's a box basically out the front of the villa where you saw Liberty break down with me out the front of the villa.
Yeah.
And there's a little box there that has that your own cigarettes in if you smoke. But obviously there's a camera there anyway. So if anything happen, and you're only allowed out for a cigarette one at a time.
Okay.
But I only know that because that's what they said right at the beginning of the series. But then no one smoked anyway, so no one was out there.
Okay, good to know. That's good to know. Next question. Yeah. My pal, Scott Thomas, obviously did the show years ago. And like he's a bit, me and him like grew up partying together in Manchester and all the rest of it. So I was a bit worried about him going in. And like I've said this to him before, I was like, God, if you get a skinful and you're like, you're just such a lovely person, but I wonder what will happen if you get really drunk. Yeah. He could be like me, a bit leery. And he was like, honestly, I never got the opportunity to get very drunk. Like they give you like three drinks or something. Is there a limit? Is there a limit?
There is a limit, and I'm
going to
let you actually into a big secret.
Okay. Oh my God, I'm so excited. I got goosebumps. Tell me.
So you're only allowed, they only give you two drinks a night, and that's fine. They might chat at me for this. But they put your drinks in the larder, and I'm saying it, on the night that obviously Mad Movies happened, I'd gone into the larder where all the drinks were, but I'd emptied my water bottle, which was metal this year.
Yeah.
And filled it with wine. had like my drinks bottle full of, but not even ITV know that, so sorry ITV.
Well, you've done it now.
Because
that's
they
the
went in
is.
And they were like, a couple of the, like other, what are they called? The Islanders. Islanders went in and were like, my drink's not there. And I was like,
no, but you're like, just wait, because I'm about to make it worth it. Watch what I've got in my locker.
There we go. So I had two beers on Mad Movies when we were sat on the table. I then had my two glasses of wine that I was allowed.
Yeah.
Then I had my juice bottle full of wine.
You see, that's always when I lost my temper in the Geordie Shore house. It was always when I've been given too much.
But that is why they have the drinks limit. So things like that don't happen.
You can kind of see now why they have it.
They have our best interests at heart, guys, always.
They certainly do. Right, mate, I'm going to end part one and I've got so many more questions to ask you. So will you please come back in part two?
No.
Aww. And you should have Foot and Liberty on instead.
We should on everything else. Ah! She's in here. We could have done it together. So,
Fear Winners, I'll see you in part two.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.